Got some time to kill while your significant other is changing a tire? Well, why don't you go ahead and check out Amazon.com? You'll get the best deals on everything you need, and you'll help support Rob as a podcast. When you start your shopping with our link, robhasawebsite.com/Amazon, or for our great friends in Canada, robhasawebsite.com/AmazonCA. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cicerino back here with another amazing race exit interview, and we're going to be speaking with Allie and Steve, who really everything just fell apart on this past Friday night. I think they started out in a good spot. I think they might have been first coming into this leg of the race, and then it was just one disaster after the next for them. So we will talk with the Dating Olympians, Team Sochi, and we will talk with them here on the Exit Interview Podcast. Of course, if you missed it on Friday night, Jessica and I recap the two-hour amazing race. And then we're going to have some special coverage coming up this Monday with the winners of Amazing Race 25. That would be your sweet scientist. That'll be a live show at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. All right, I see that we have Allie and Steve on the line. Let's go ahead and patch them in. Allie and Steve, are you there?
Good morning.
Allie and Steve, Are you guys doing okay? Because I thought if you would have asked me on Thursday who's going to win the amazing race, I would have said Allie and Steve. And now here we are.
Oh, we appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we thought the same thing.
I thought you guys had it, and then 2 hours later, here we are.
2 hours makes all the difference.
Yeah, and 2 hours where you guys ended up being the last team to arrive in both parts of the hour.
Oh yeah, they wanted to make our exit special.
It was special. All right. So you guys had such good teamwork, all the way through, and then all of a sudden you guys get to Africa and it all, starts to fall apart. Now, I theorize because you guys are winter sports athletes, was it just too damn hot in Africa?
Oh my God.
I'm going to steal that. I like that.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, good. All right. So let's talk about, where things started to fall. I said this the other night that the wheels fell off literally and figuratively. Let's go back to the flat tire incident. All right. So, Steve, how long did that ultimately cost you guys, the whole flat tire thing?
It was probably 30 minutes from like actually getting the flats and getting back on the road.
Yeah.
I remember it felt like
half a day, but it was probably about 30 minutes.
Yeah. And Allie, Steve kept his composure throughout all of this, and it seemed like it was bothering you. It seemed like you were getting mad that he had his composure because you felt like he didn't care.
Yeah, I really did. I wanted him to just have a little bit more emotion, just show a little bit like he cared as maybe a little bit more, like to the amount that I cared about it. But I know he cared about the race. I just wore it on my sleeve, I guess.
Well, Steve, is part of that, after you compete in sort of like, at the highest level, in the Olympics, when you're on the amazing race, then do you not have just like that sheer, like, win at all cost mentality after you've been at like the highest stage of your field?
No, I was just as competitive on the race. I think actually it's the way that, I've learned to handle when things go poorly, because over the course of our season, even in non-Olympic years, we have 8 races before the big race, whether it be Worlds or the Olympics. So if you have a bad race on Sunday, you have 7 more races. You have to race the next Sunday. So you need to think about what happened and get over it really quickly and continue moving forward. And I think that being trained in that manner is kind of what you saw on the race. When something bad happened or something not ideal happened, was think about it, try to fix it as quickly as possible, and move on.
Yeah. Now, when you guys drive from now on, is Allie the designated driver?
Personally, I do think I'm a better driver. Manually,
Steve
is a better
driver. That's all right. She can have that.
Oh, okay. Well, see, there's that, that just letting things go. That's so much better for your stress. So your blood pressure must be amazing. Yeah. Okay. Well, then let's talk about the parachute drop and the Travelocity gnome. Allie, how frustrating was that for you when Steve was going the other direction?
Well, it was, you know, I watched the box drop all the way until it hit the ground, and I saw exactly where it was from where I was standing, and I assumed that Steve did as well. But unfortunately, with the roadblock, I'm not able to help him in any way. So I couldn't say anything. I couldn't even point, nothing. And the second that he left the little circle that we were standing in, he ran really far in the wrong direction. And so I'm just standing there staring at where the box is and then staring at where Steve is running to. And I was just losing my mind.
Yeah.
How can you not?
How much time did that cost you?
That whole episode was probably an hour.
Oh, wow. So that was worse than the flat tire.
Oh, that whole thing. Even if I ran right to the box and ran right to the top of the mountain and back, it would have been the hardest thing for me by far. As a bobsled athlete, I run 4 seconds, and in college I ran 100 meters, so I ran 10 seconds. I've never run like over, I don't even know what,
yeah,
a quarter mile even to warm up in my life, so 4 miles was quite a lot.
But unfortunately, we kind of made the wrong judgments with the roadblocks that we did too, because with the building of the hut, Steve would have definitely dominated that, and then with the skybox, I would have been a better fit for that challenge as well. So we unfortunately flip-flopped that.
Yeah. Yeah, Allie, you were not thrilled to be building the grass hut in Namibia.
No, but see, what they don't show
is
that...
You did a really good job.
Are you kidding? My hut was fantastic. I built a dirty hut. That thing was beautiful.
Yes.
But it's because the bushman that I was working with, they kept making me dig more holes and put it together even more. So my hut was like, it was ridiculous compared to everybody else's huts. Everyone else's huts were flimsy. And I mean, mine had like 3 layers.
So your bushman was a perfectionist? Is that what you're saying?
He was.
He was definitely a perfectionist.
That's definitely the best looking hut there. I think it's probably still there.
That thing is not going anywhere. That thing's amazing. I mean, unfortunately, they made me build the hut for 3 times as long as they made everybody else build their huts. But
we were there ahead of everybody by, I don't know, 5 to 10 minutes before anyone else even showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, what they didn't show too is when we got there, and I mean, because we were the first team there, we didn't see what other teams were doing, so we didn't have any other clue as to what the challenge would be. So when the other teams got there, they saw what I was doing, and then they, you know, were able to make the judgment.
Right.
Or the call on which team member would perform that roadblock. But I told Steve, I said, I think you should do this one. And we kind of went back and forth a little bit until we finally decided that I would do that roadblock. And I think he would have built a better or a faster hut than what I did.
He was feeling grassy?
Yeah. I thought he was feeling a little grassier than I was.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about the task where you guys had to what they called play, which was, you know, hiking up through the sand and then ultimately skiing and then sledding on the sand. Just how bizarre was that for both of you guys who spend so much time in the snow and in the ice to have to be doing like the literal opposite of what you normally are doing in the sand?
That was one of the coolest things I thought that we got to do over the course of the entire race. It was actually incredibly physically demanding too, because it's tough to tell on television, but that dune was not a dune. That was a peak. I mean, that was the biggest mountain sand I've ever seen in my life. And that, just that one alone probably took us 45 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you guys get to the U-turn and see that on top of like all of like, just basically like everything that could go wrong has gone wrong in Namibia so far, and then you get to the U-turn and see that you're U-turned. Is it almost like, do you just have to laugh at that point? Or is it just like, is it frustrating? Just, can you talk us through exactly, you know, what it was like to see that and then finally have to go complete the other side of that detour?
It was tiring more than anything. There was no surprise whatsoever.
It was annoying more than anything. We weren't even around. We didn't see one other team the whole day. But we expected it.
Yeah, we expected the night before, even the day before, for Lauren Tyler to specifically U-turn us. So
yeah, we were like, we told each other, we in ourselves, we said we will be U-turned, and it will most likely be Tyler and Laura.
Why so, them? Why would they get you guys?
They, I don't know. Tyler was always just like kind of sneaky.
Sneaky.
I think he read us pretty well. I think. So he was threatened by us.
Well, what did Tyler do that was sneaky? Because when I talked to Jeff and Jackie last week, you know, there was a little bit of fanny pack gate where it seemed like they made it seem like they had a motive to take the fanny pack, even though they said they didn't do it. They said that they would have had a reason to do it.
I don't know. He's trying to win the race.
Yeah, like everybody else is.
He's a smart guy. He's in pretty decent shape. And he understood the race and he wanted to win. So, I mean, as bad as it was for us, I mean, the smart play. Yeah.
Yeah, it was smart. It was smart to U-turn us. I would have U-turned us too.
Okay. Now, was there any team that you guys bonded with while you were out there?
We got along well with honestly everybody. This is a really great cast. But specifically with Matt and Ashley, they're great people. Allie and I actually still talk to them.
Okay.
Frequently.
Now, it didn't bother you that Matt and Ashley were making an alliance with Tyler and Laura to sort of run the race together at the front?
No, well, they're trying for that day. They were the first two teams out of the gate, and if they ran it together, there was less of a chance that either one of them would get lost, which was a huge aspect and problem for people in Africa. So, yeah, that was definitely a smart move.
What about any of the teams? Did you have any team that rubbed you guys the wrong way over the course of the race?
Not really.
No.
Not even a little bit?
I mean, at every single point, every single person probably annoyed me a little bit, but I wouldn't say that there was a specific team that, no, we didn't really, I don't know, we were running our own race, I guess.
Okay. When it came down to getting to the mat and having to take one of these wild animals to the mat with you, could you just take us through your thought process there on how you decide what animal to take?
Well, I wanted a faster animal, and they forced us to take the sad camel. Because we're last.
Well, and I think the camel was the most well behaved.
Wait, was that David the camel?
Dave.
I think Dave was the most well behaved. I think the other animals had issues over the course of the first couple hours. So by the time we got there. And learned the lesson and gave us faithful.
It was a sad, slow walk to and from the mat.
I can imagine. What about as far as for the two of you guys running the race together, what was the highlight of running this race for you both?
The highlight, honestly, it was just traveling the world together. It was a lot of fun just not knowing where we were going to go next or what we were going to do next. And being able to experience these random outlandish things that we've done together was the best part.
For sure, back to back.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look for, I think the race experience as a whole and being able to, like Ali said, do that together and travel together and just partake in such an incredible show and experience as a whole was definitely the highlight.
And as far as the two of you competing together, is this the last time we're going to be seeing you guys team up in your competitions? Or do you think that maybe that it will go better from here on out as athletes working together?
I definitely think in terms of our, because we're in two completely different sports, but in terms of our relationship, I think the race definitely made us stronger. So as we move on in life and we're facing challenges, I think everything that we experienced and learned from over the course of the race is definitely going to benefit us.
Okay. Well, Allie and Steve, thank you guys for coming on with us. What's the status here? We're still dating couples?
Us, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not letting this one go.
Okay. Well, Allie, I was hoping that we would see some progress from dating couple. Not that you guys would be broken up.
Oh, no. Yeah, honestly, and I've said this before, but from where we were at that point when we were racing on the race to where we are now, our relationship is just so much stronger. It's so much better. It's more fun. Our communication's better. And it's honestly just overall, we're very happy.
Okay. Well, Allie and Steve, thank you guys for coming on. All the best to you guys. Hope for lots more continued success for both of you and appreciate the time today.
Of course. Thank you.
All right. Take care, guys. Bye.
Take care.
All right, everybody, there you have it. Allie and Steve here on Rob Has Podcast. And Allie and Steve thought I was asking if they broke up. No. I thought that they were going to be going to the Olympic altar together. So anyway, that's our Amazing Race exit interview today. We've got some bonus Amazing Race coverage coming up. If it wasn't enough to have 2 hours of Amazing Race on Friday night and our recap and this exit interview and Jessica Lisa's blog, we are also going to be speaking with the winners of the Amazing Race 25. That's coming up later on Monday. If you missed it, you can check it out on robhasawebsite.com. So lots here to do still on the podcast this week. Hope you check it all out. Subscribe to the podcast at robhasawebsite.com/iTunes for the iTunes subscription, or you can subscribe with the Rob Has Podcast app at robhasawebsite.com/app. Have a good one, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye.